Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Well, good morning, and welcome to First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Suzlan McDonald. We're getting started early today because we have a short show. So I'm going to go ahead and pull in my co-host, and we're going to talk about a few things today. Again, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in, the number being area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5730. I'm going to go ahead and click in my co-host, say good morning to her as I'm saying good morning to you. And I say to you, it's a wonderful day in Vegas. We have rain, and it's so nice. And Kathy and I both love when it's raining. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Lady Susan. I am well. How are you?
I am so relaxed. The rain. I love the rain.
Yes. We got rain. Yay.
Yeah, I know. Well, today's show is going to be a little different, and it's because now we're getting ready to take a little time off. We're in the process of it's time for us to revamp the show, to reevaluate, and come back stronger. Some of the things we're going to work on is a new format, new direction, new stories. And we look forward to actually being able to do that. So today is only going to be a 15-minute show because we want to leave you with a bang, leave you with the spirit of expectation, and most of all, so that we can let you know what's going on when you won't hear from us until the 16th of November. Again, we're doing this so we can revamp the show. Don't get lost in the shuffle. Be prepared to get back with us, and we'll come back with a new format. But what we're going to talk about today, Lady Kathy, we're going to kind of talk about what type of what it takes to revamp a show. I mean, even with being a first lady, you know, you have the church, and every Sunday, you know, there's the same things that happen, but then you have to revamp it and pump it up to make it where it's fresh. You know, the old things pass by. You know, they do it every year in December, going into January, the new year. But we want to start now so that by the new year, we have exactly what we're looking for. So let's talk about that. What is it that you do at the church when you're revamping?
You know what? Revamping to me means to reevaluate. And sometimes we have to just take a look at where we are and where we're going. And the main thing is to go get back to the original vision and make sure that we're in line with the original vision. Voila, the Bible says that there's a time and season for everything. And right now is our season to look at where we are and make sure that we're still in line with the vision, the original vision that God gave, so that we can further assist and help the First Ladies, which is what our show is all about, First Ladies. I love revamping. I love revamping.
Yes.
Because we want to make sure that we're still doing the right thing. We want to make sure that we're serving as we originally designed to serve. Now, there's times when you have to go back and look at your vision and your mission and change some things. Because one thing about a mission, you don't keep going. It gets accomplished at some point. And when that mission is accomplished, then we go back and we set a new goal, we set a new agenda, but the vision never changes. Just the mission and how we get there changes. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're going back and saying, okay, what did we accomplish? Did we reach our goals that we set out to reach? Did we reach the people that we wanted to reach, the opportunities? Are we in line with God's vision for the ministry? This is our ministry here at First Lady's Blog Talk Radio, and go back and change some things in our ministry. That includes sometimes people having to drop off, people having to get fired. Even in big business, we corporate,
right.
They do the same thing. They'll go back and they'll look at where we are. We'll look at our structure. We'll look at our chain of command, our org chart, to make sure that the way it's set up is the way that's still working and functioning for the business. And so when we're doing this here, we'll also do the same thing. We have repositioned people in the ministry. We've had to drop off some leadership because it wasn't functioning in the way that we thought it should function, because we wanted to have peak performance. And so that's what it means to go back and revamp. It really means to just to reevaluate things and make sure that we're on the right track.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things is when you were talking about the goals and things like that, you know, we originally started this, and to be perfectly honest, when I started, I was the first lady that was broken. You know, I was in the midst of a divorce, and I was not really mad, but I was disappointed, I'll put it like that. And the whole thing being is I was speaking to the women, trying to get them to see that you can be broken, you can go through issues and things, but you can still come out on the other side. You don't have to stay in a broken situation. You don't have to be broken.
Absolutely.
And walk around and stay there. And we both, I mean, you know, we both laugh at it because we were some mad women in a way before, or, you know, disappointed,
but
mad at times too. Right. But the other part of that was is that people got to actually see the steps, hear the steps of where we are now.
Yeah.
And it's
we
so
grew up
different.
Already, yeah.
That's why the vision actually changed. And we opened the door for other women to have the option to do so, and they didn't do it. So consequently, we had to shift. And now we're going to reevaluate the show and see what the vision is that we are supposed to go with from here. I think at that time, and we have only 7 minutes left of the show, I see we have a caller, so I'm going to pull that caller in because it's, you know, short timing today. 702-587-6430. Good morning. How are you? Okay, looks like she's going to listen. I'll let you know the mic is still open with you there when you're ready to come in. Oh, there you are. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. And yourself? You and Pastor Kathy, First Lady?
Yes.
Good morning,
Pastor. Yes.
To hear you guys' voice on this rainy set, rainy Friday?
Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What we're talking about today is we're going off the air until November 16th because we're going back and it's time for us to revamp the show, reevaluate it, and come back stronger. We're talking about coming back with a new format, new direction, new stories. But what we were just talking about is that the original vision of the show was for First Ladies that have never responded. And I don't know if it's because they don't feel comfortable. Don't really know what the reasoning is, because Lady Kathy and I have both, you know, beat the pavement, have talked to them about it, have called them, send them emails, you know, Facebook, all of that. But obviously they're not ready. And we were both talking about in the beginning of the show, it was really not a rant or to beat up on men, but the thing that it was being able to say what was going on, being transparent, and that we needed to do that. Really, we did that so that we'd be able to get where we are now, clear, clean, and concise. And so we're going to revamp this show. We're going to get together today, and we're getting ready to see which way to go with the show and move forward. Come back November 16th with a new vision, a new – see what God wants us to do with this show. So you can speak to that, Lady Apostle Jerusha, since you are on the line and you've been with us since the start as well.
Well, I'm a firm believer, you know, even though people don't, you know, from being on radio for such a long time, even though people don't respond, it doesn't mean people are not listening. You can usually tell if you get one person that represents 1,000 people, you know. So, again, you know, I'm a firm believer wherever your format is, you keep your format, you just continue to evolve and transcend.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean they're not listening. You know, First Ladies come in different shapes, sizes, and again, when it comes to our community, we have a tendency to shut it down. We are taught not to air out our laundry. So, you know, it's just something to think about when you guys are reviewing and revamping your show.
Absolutely.
Good point.
That's the way that we're headed.
Very good point.
Yeah. Yeah. That is what we plan to do. It's just that we want to get more. We want to take it to the next level again. And what you said was really important just then because, yes, I do get a lot of the chats. I get a lot of the phone calls. And I also get a lot of the Facebooks and emails. And a lot of them do say, you know, it's the time of day. So Lady Kathy and I are going to talk about also the day, the time of day, and see if that's something that we want to adjust as well. But we will see. We're going to talk about it. And it's really exciting for me. This has been three and a half years for me, you know. No, almost four. It'll be four next month. So the beautiful thing about it is it served its purpose on this level. Now it's time to take it to a new level, and I'm excited to see which way we're going to go. Lady Kathy, what do you have to say today? Yeah, so let me hear what you got to say as well, how you're feeling about where we've been and where we're going and that whole bit. You did say part of it, but I want to leave it open to where everybody knows that we're not gone for good. We're only going to go off the air until November 16th, which is only a couple of weeks, but it gives us time to put everything together. So you and I are not going to be here Monday and Friday here for a few weeks, but the beautiful thing is the friendship and the relationship is still here.
Absolutely. That, unfortunately, will never change because Mama Mary sealed that in stone.
Absolutely.
My other mother. But you know what? Yes. I love new beginnings. I'm one that's not afraid to start anew and afresh. I love new beginnings. Oh. What I don't like is doing things that are not being productive and not working according to how we like for them to work. So I often go back. I reevaluate my life. I'm constantly evolving because that's what I do. And the people around me, I'm constantly pushing them to evolve. And it doesn't matter about the age. It doesn't matter about your limitations or your handicaps or your limited abilities. I never see that. And I think it's a good thing when you can constantly go back and evaluate and re-evolve or say, hey, we're on the right track. Let's stay on this track. But in order to do what God called us to do, everything must change. The Bible says there is a time and a season for everything, which means there's always change. And as we know, change is the only constant. So we've done this for several years now, and it's been wonderful. It's been awesome. We want to just take it to the next level. And in doing so, we must shut everything down, come back to the table, and say, hey, what are we doing well? What things do we need to change? And that's where we are. And taking it to the next level, We'll have a next level audience that's interested in what we're talking about, and I love it. I think it's awesome. I'm excited about it.
Me too. Well, the other thing is too, you know, before we close out today, because we have like a minute left, is that I want everybody to kind of put your prayers really close to the family for Lamar Odom. We know it's rather tragic what has happened. All the losses in his life have actually pushed him, you know, over the edge.
Oh,
but
God,
you know what? That edge is where God likes us, because instead of falling, instead of continuing to walk in that loss, we fall over into his arms. So keep him in your prayers. I don't really know where he is. I haven't checked on it today. But I do say that irregardless, just keep your prayers and your words positive. Those are the things that make the difference. Well, ladies, Apostle Jerusha, Lady Kathy, I'll see you later today. And I say to you, this show has really, really helped me a lot because, and Lady Kathy, we've talked a lot about it, and Apostle Jerusha has come on and really kind of pounced us at times and given us some amazing word for everybody out there. I want to say that this has been the most amazing time of my life because I was taught how to be authentic and transparent. Lady Kathy and I laugh about it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But we want to reevaluate. We want to come back and be productive for you as well as ourselves because we're in constant growth. Be aware that we will be back November 15th, and we will say at that time what our new format is and if the days have changed. I say to you, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. Get ready because there's going to be new music, new everything. Be prepared, be excited, and we can't wait to see you. Well, to see you and to talk to you, because I plan to do it where it'll be visual as well. Have a great day. Enjoy the rain, Lady Kathy. I'll see you at 3 o'clock today.
You too.
And everybody else, enjoy your day. Growth is where we're headed. And without a vision, the people perish. Have an amazing day. Love you, Lady Kathy.
All right. See you later. Love you. Bye-bye.